I would like us to take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 4, and I would like us to read from verse 32 down to verse 37 and speak with you about our common salvation, what we have in common with each other who are the Lord's, even as you just prayed, Brother James, regardless of race, color, culture. There's a oneness that the Lord has given us in Christ. So we're going to read that from verse 32 down to verse 37.
Masana wa ndakenzi tsagulini ma Bible atuo, mbuku la machitidwe mutu follow, maka ndimeke ya 32, ukalekeza 37. Maka maka tufuna tiangane za chipru mutu chimozi, chimene chima fikira anfonse de la lonse. Monga mene ama ankuwa zona uti Kristo akati anjamisa, posare ngila mtunduzi za mkulo ndiko jokera, kumaradi pangatoso, kala mfosa, kula limozi. Tiangane chumele chocho ndi chidu kwa mbili, kuti mungu wadati ya njeni sabo mozi, ndi chupu mtu chumozi. Iwele nga mashidu ya mtu follow, ndi maga 32, kulekeza 37. 32. Ndipo, aluma gelo a Kristo wa yamba, 32. Ndipo, unyinji, waiwo akukulupilira, ana aliwa mtima umozi, ndi moyo umozi. Ndipo, sana nenana, mozi ndi kuti kantuka chuma anali nacho, ndikache kayeyeka kuma anali nazo zonse zodyerana 33 ndipo atumwi anachita umboni ndi mphamvu yayikulu zakuuka kwa Mbuye Yesu ndipo panali chisomo chachikulu pa iwo onse 34 pakuti mwa iwo munalibe wosowa pakuti onse amene anali nayo minda kapena nyumba anazigulitsa nabwera nawo malonda ache aizo adazigulitsa 35 nawayika pa mapazi atumwi ndipo anawagawira yense monga kusowa kwache 36 ndipo Yosefe wotchedwa ndi atumwi Barnaba ndilo losandulika mwana wa chisangalalo mlevi mfuko lache la Kupro 37 pokhala nawo munda anawugulitsa nabwera nazo ndalama zache nazika pa mapazi atumwi.
So what we see here beginning in verse 32 is the work of the Spirit of God to give oneness to his people.
Chimene tukushiyamba kushiona papa tukuona nshito ya mzimu wa Mulungu imene amaishita ya kuwapanga amantu kwaika pamoti kutakere mumodzi weniweni.
Back before the Lord taught me the gospel and I was responsible to preach in different congregations that I was involved with, it seemed like from time to time we were encouraged as preachers to preach on unity, to preach on love, to preach on how to get along with one another. We made that our focus because people were people. They you know, were sinners. You put a bunch of sinners in a room together and there's going to be trouble.
Utenga wabwino huu sana vumbruke kwa ine. Mufuya kaleyo. Timati tikamako nzama ulaliki. Wote tiladikile kabinari kakabe mpera. Timayanga na urubina tiladikile za utenga mwina za chikonji. Za umozi. Tila funafuna nditu likarendi mawe na maliwe na wake. Aziti tandizila kutitangata. Chifukwa uchimo umampata mtu kalapa mavuto kumbiri. Umasokola zindu zoti sisinga chekesto kwa iwe. Tumapimtila zindu zimene zoti. Malarika zimene zoto. Utenga wabu inosada kumburuke.
And that's going to be true in congregations that preach a works message. There are sinners that are gathering together. There's going to be trouble. But let's remember, it's also going to be true in our congregations where the gospel of Christ is preached. Just because Christ is preached doesn't mean that people aren't going to have conflicts.
Chibazi mwatiso na ujimonga muntawi ya gale utenga usada kumburuke anfa ama vutiga kutaa ulaliki na utenga wabu ina weniweni ama angana zi mzotandiza zowa tandiza mchimozi mwatiso mumpi ingomena malalikila utenga wajisomo akoto ulaliki na utenga wajisomo kuma ama vutiga ndipo mavuto ndipo sempana ndipo sabirizana zima buka pamele pajapo chifuwa makauli na nfangapo amene sabu mvetikana amene stali murimozi.
Last week I was eating with a brother from our congregation here, and he was talking to me about why we all can't just get along, and wouldn't it be wonderful if it was like in the first century where everybody got along in the church. And that's where I stopped him, and I said, whoa, if you think that's the case, go back and read the scriptures, that the instruction in the epistles many times is for brotherly love. The exhortation is not to have malice toward one another, And wherever you find those instructions to the church, it means there was a problem. I think we falsely believe sometimes that if I just preach the gospel and the Lord gathers his people, everybody's going to get along. But that's not the case. I liken it to when the Lord, by His Spirit of grace, first revealed Christ in me. And I was brought to look to Christ alone for salvation. My thinking was that now everything would be peace, and the sky is blue and sunshiny, and I'd never have a bad day. Well, it didn't take long to realize that I still live in this body of flesh, and my worst enemy is within me. It's my heart. And we're brought to see that if there is any unity, that if there is any oneness of mind, it's as the Spirit gives it, and not as men would try to organize it. You can see the instruction that the Lord directed Paul to write to the Ephesians there in Ephesians chapter 4. If you'd read that, Ephesians 4, from verse 1 down to verse 7. So you see Paul writing to these believers of the city of Ephesus, exhorts them in verse 1 to walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith you are called. So that's the first thing to remember, that if any are the Lord's, it's by His calling. That word means to summons. It's the Spirit that calls out those that are the Lord's. Now, in works religion, you can get people to walk in step. It's like the military. When you get all these new recruits and they start training them, the first thing they do is to train them how to march in step, so that when you watch, everybody's putting the same step forward, and then the next one and the next one. Religion does that to men. They get them to try to walk in step. But there's a difference between walking in step and getting along. You can imagine, even in a military camp, even though all the soldiers are wearing the same uniform, they're taught to salute a certain way and to march a certain way, yet there are conflicts, there are fights, there's bitterness, there's anger. See, none of that can be controlled naturally.
What would be? But in some of the men are called the Kerry was regarding women who are called Hamapuzilla. Kaya kufanga saluti vile ka ulimwanto sana siana akuzi umetika zimzo fanana ndikuvala uniform yo fanana ndikumoneka kuti akukhala mala amodzi onse kumoneka kuti ndamodzi komabe ngakhala kuoneka amodzi pali mavuto ndithu amene amakhala pakati yawo akuzi kukhala nazo zosemphana ndikusagwirizana chifukwa ali mumunthu samvetsetsanabe ngakhale kuthupi kuthupi anthu amalekera kumvetsetsana nanga bwanji kuzimu zingatheke anthu kusamvetsetsana pamene kumvetsetsana bwino lomwe ndizovutabe basi.
It's kind of like a father with his children when he knows that there's going to be people coming over. He sits his children down and tells them, now, I want to remind you how you're supposed to behave and to speak with respect and not to be making lots of noise. So he's giving them instruction, and yet that doesn't mean that they really are getting along. It's a way of controlling people for a time, but the heart is always the same. That heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it?
The Bible is not in Tima and the way you can see the Anga with you and Dani. Is this the Fana and Dimun, Amene Akoso Kalani Como, Bambo, Amene Akosaka Ubera Lendo of Mulage, Akoso Ed and Sawana, Bambo Walangiza, Ubera Lendo Snoop Namzik and Renda, Foso Ai, Wakarat Wafata, or Samakalongolo. Sisu Rajas of Lana and the Rasin Siga Mizimaya. I, Midiman Yomueo, the poor Fabesu Manager Sinta, Komokuti, Akungo, what is that would ask our Kalimunga Aulem, but she would be Melo, the Menema Kalia Tubi, the Ministry of Mesimashita.
And in works religion, that's what preachers strive to do. They want everybody to at least act like they're getting along. And they want them to all walk a certain way, talk a certain way, pray a certain way, speak a certain way. And when you go in, everybody's talking the same way. That's the thing about the false religion. It's a charade. It's a performance. They're all taught to speak a certain way, and you know, whether they truly love their neighbor or not, they're taught to say, I love you, God loves you. I once read the story about a man that had trained some cats to perform, and he had three or four of them on stage, and of course the audience was standing around watching him, and when he would tell the cat to do one thing, it would do what he said, and of course he had trained them by giving them little treats. So every time they did something right, he gave them a treat. And that was fine until, because when he told them to sit, they would sit. And that was fine until somebody in the audience took a mouse and turned the mouse loose on the stage. And as soon as the cats saw the mouse, they all forgot their trainer and they went running after the mouse. And he had no control. And And that's the way preachers organize their people. On the surface, it looks like they're getting along until somebody says something, like the mouse you turn loose, somebody says something, and then next thing you know, the whole place is on fire. So the point is, there's a difference between union and unity. You can organize a church and have union. You can say, this is our constitution, these are our bylaws, this is how we are to act and believe. You can have union, but not necessarily have unity. I can take two cats and tie their tails together, and I have union. But I won't have unity, because as soon as I take those two cats and hang them over a clothesline, you're going to find them clawing at each other. And that's what happens when men try to organize this. Here in Ephesians chapter 4, you see it begins with the work of the Spirit, that calling, and then what's the result in verse 2? With all lowliness and meekness, and note the word, with long suffering. What that is saying is that we're still sinners, but it takes the Spirit of grace to give us that lowliness and meekness of mind, which is not natural to any of us, not even myself. But with long suffering, notice, forbearing one another in love. If everything all of a sudden magically was over, as if we didn't have a sin nature, then we wouldn't read this instruction. Now notice there in verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Where the Spirit has not already given that unity, and again, what is our unity? What levels all differences among us? Well, it's the person of Christ and his work accomplished. There's been a reconciliation made among sinners before God, regardless of their culture or language
origin, you see.
But again, we wouldn't read this instruction here if it weren't that it was a problem. That there are, because of our nature, because of us being sinners, the tendency not to get along or to find a reason not to get along, you see. And yet, that word endeavor, in verse 3, actually, it means to make haste, to be speedy, to be prompt, about, to be diligent, to exercise yourself, to keep. It doesn't say establish. That's the Spirit that brings that, but to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Kurandaza na uti zikuwa tochera umoja ujokuswega, kuonongeka, kumangati tita esesa kusamarira, ndinzimu wachimangiro ndintende zinthu zimamba kuyenda bwino kuti tazari poyambirira uchenga uchokaoneke mulungu akativumbulutsa uthenga mzimu wayo uchakagwira ntchito kayipakatina nakuti panga pamodzi iyeyo namenamo ndipatsa changu ndi chipi chokuyesetsa kuti tisunge umodziwo wa mzimu.
So here's the point. You can't keep what you don't have.
Ndiyafundo yakuti sunga chinthu chimene ulibe. Ai, poyambirira ukhale mchinthu chimene ulibe chocho chimene ukhoza kukwanitsa kusunga.
And that's what's wrong with works religion. There is no work of the Spirit. There's no gospel of grace. These are a group of unconverted, blind, religious people gathering together in their religion and somebody trying to establish unity. You see? They're trying to make it happen.
Zikuzo tsheka bwanji kusunga umodzi alipo umodzi sana patsipe mzimu wena chipondi mzimu amene amapereka kuthekera kuti osunga umodzi koma anthu onse amene amafuna kusunga umodzi zimatsimikiza kuti wonga khungu ngosalapa ndakunja aungofunafuna kumasanzi zipeza.
You see, our congregation here in the United States, even though they've never met you personally, as I've had the privilege of doing, but they refer to you, I love to hear them talk about our sister congregation in Malawi. You know, that's a relationship. But we didn't establish that. That was established from eternity, God choosing each one of us who are His, and Christ paying the debt by His shed blood to so that in one time and one place we already have been unified before God in Christ, in His death.
Kuti mwatsanza bala kuno wena mtima amathola mkula kuti fetinda abale wathu ku Malawi. Amene woti machita zimodzi ndife chifojani Kristu adatipanga kukhala modzi nthawi yakale kale yeso tisadakhala. Umodzi umene wowo ndumene timenekera kuyendamo osati kuti kuno ku Amerika tizingoona kuti wena wonse amene amapita kuchecha akhala modzi ndifeyo. Ayi koma modzi tili nawo alakale amene muli kumene kwawo ku Malawi chifoliki Kristu amene adatiyanjanitsa kale kalelo ifeso tisadakhalepo.
Just a couple chapters previous there in Ephesians 2, Paul wrote that in verse 16, Ephesians 2:16, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. He's talking about the difference that there was between Jew and Gentile.
Nao udaniwa akapa amaranga kuti Kristu adatiyanjanitsa kudari kusemphana kusagwirizana pakati pa Ayuda ndi amilungu pomwe adatiyanjanitsa kuti panga kukhala modzi tsopano muifaya yapa mtandapo.
And you can see in verse 15 he talks there about to make in himself at the end of verse 15 of twain, in other words of Jew and Gentile, one new man, that's the church, so making peace. So that peace is established in the person of Christ and His work.
Monga dimera 15 yemena madaba tsaudani kutubaje ndiwo mawasira mulocha kuchula kumalangizo kuti alenge awiri womwe iye yekha akhale munthu mmodzi watsopano ndi kuchitapo mtendere akamati ndikuchitapo mtendere kuti anthu akati anthu wapoyamba sana yanjana koma chifukwa impa yake adawatenga anthu odanawo akhale pamodzi ndi kubweretsapo mtendere umene udali wosoka.
Now how is that peace communicated? Well, verse 17 of Ephesians 2, and came and what? Preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. The ones that were nigh were the Jews. In other words, they had the foundation already in the Old Testament. But to you that were afar off, that's the Gentile. And yet, how is it that we are brought together? How is it that even now I know any of you? Well, it's because of this gospel that was preached. And it's the gospel of peace. The peace of God in Christ that He established.
Ndiye mtendere kodi udaperekedwa bwanji. Ndimayaka 17 kulangula ndipo mmene anadza analalikira uthenga wabwino wa mtendere kwa inu akutali ndi mtendere kwa iwo apafupi. Akamati ndi mtendere kwa iwo apafupi amakamba za Ayuda amene chipangano chakale chonse chidabwera kwa iwo. Pamene akamakamba kwakuta akutali akulankhula za amene ndi amitundu amene tidalinga kutali ndi uthenga wabwino. Koma kuti uthenga wabwino udalalikidwa cholinga cha uthenga wabwino nkuti akamuyanjanitsa wamitundu amene anali kutali ndi Yesu Khristu ndi kumtenga wapafupi amene ndi Muyuda akhale pamodzi.
And notice verse 18, for through Him, that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, and what He accomplished there at Calvary, we both, that word both means Jew and Gentile. You see, the world was only divided back in the day in two parts. You were either Jew or you were a Gentile. And he says, we both have access, how? By one Spirit unto the Father. There you have in one verse the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit. So coming back to Ephesians 4 and verse 3, how do we keep, how is it that we strive that with earnestness, with hastiness? So it's like there's something that is urgent. How is it that we keep then the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? The answer is just simple, and it's this. By having our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ alone and not on each other. Once our eyes are off of the Lord Jesus Christ, and on each other, and we begin to compare ourselves one with another, we're in trouble.
And
that's where we must ask the Lord's grace not to speak to one another unless it be to speak of Christ. Or not to act before any other in any other way other than what glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Trouble comes when your eye's on somebody else and you go up and speak to him and criticize him for something, their reaction is going to be to fire back. That's our nature.
And so
that's what Paul is saying there. We don't have to build this body. Verse 4, there is already one body. There is one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. That foundation has been laid. There's no other foundation that can be laid than it has been laid already in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It says one Lord, one faith. That's the foundation. When it's talking about faith, it's not talking about our personal believing here, but it's talking about the content of the gospel, this word revealed in connection with the Lord Jesus Christ and his death. There's one faith.
See,
we're not arguing over who the Lord is and how it is that he has saved us and how he gets all the glory in our salvation. If we're taught of the Spirit, we're of one mind and heart. There's no question there.
Titanic kwenda ambuye mwaziyo jili pamozi palipe son time ndi koto umavutika ndi mafuso mafusana kapila umafufuza ambuye avele kumtumike kuta ambuye ngo mtundu wa njani ayy kwaweza ada kumbu kwa kala none kila kali ndia kima kala pamozi palipe son jimezima kisawusa kuma nipata mafuso murumatu.
And where you find somebody that wants to argue with you and debate you over these fundamentals of the faith, you can't argue people into this faith. It's a work of the Spirit. And the only thing you can conclude is such a person is a pretender. They're not a true son of God.
Asa kumvesa uchenga kuma kusali kusali mafuso musavutike mupita pakali ai mungodzira kuti munhu amene amaisaesa kumbo chengawo koma saumva ndipo simozi waindoyo ai.
Now don't think I've forgotten about the portion there in Acts 4, because we're looking at what it was for these that believed to be of one heart and one soul. You see, it's the Spirit of God that drew these to Christ, for whom he paid the debt. But it's important to lay this foundation, because even as we're going to read here in Acts 4 and 5, as much as there was that oneness of heart and soul, yet this was a congregation of sinners, and even as they began to sell their property to help out others that were in need, there came Ananias and Sapphira. And you know, we're going to see that in chapter 5, how they lied, they cheated, they began to want to put on an impression that they were doing one thing when they weren't. And the Lord directed Peter to call them out and denounce them, and the Lord took them out. He killed them. Notice in Acts 4:32, and I'm going to come back here to Ephesians, but it says the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. It doesn't say that they were all of one heart and one soul, but those that were the Lord's and that the Spirit had revealed Christ in, they were of one heart and one soul. But in their midst, here were these two, Ananias and Sapphira. Their eyes were on each other. They were on others. They wanted to give a good impression. They acted as if they were one with the others, and yet the Lord separated them out, showed them that they were chaff and not wheat. Now, it doesn't mean that Ananias and Sapphira were the only ones who were acting this way. This is our nature, but for the grace of God. But the Lord exposed them. And by their exposure, we'll read in Acts 5, it put the fear of God in the rest to realize you don't play games before God. You don't play at religion.
Now, kupembedzayo kupembedza kuona kwenye kweni si nthanti kapena kumafuna koma umasirena nako ayi ndikweni kweni kumene Mulungu amakupanga ndipo amakuyenereza chifukwa ndi Mulungu mwini amene amafuna onse amene salaita ndiwe ndi Mulungu amapemphera mwanthanti mwachilere.
You say applying what we're reading here in Ephesians 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's what Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira. Had you just simply said, we sold our property, but we felt it needful to keep a certain part back for ourselves and give the rest, Peter said, that was you're free to do that. That's as the Lord directs. But because you pretended to be one thing and yet were another and called God to testimony in it, the Lord took you out or take you out. We've all been part of those meetings where preachers try to get people to stand up and pledge how much money they're going to give toward a certain thing. And so they stand up and they pledge it because they want to look good in front of their neighbors, and yet they never have had the intention of ever giving it. You see? We're not trying to get everybody to act or to march in lockstep. No. However the Lord has prospered you, so do.
We
have a little box for offerings that's in the back of our congregation, our building. I don't even know what people give. Who gives, who doesn't. I just know the bills are paid. And I don't preach on giving unless it's in a portion that I'll be going through, and it talks about how each one gives according to as the Lord has prospered them. You see, well, the right hand is not supposed to know what the left hand does. Otherwise, that's where we get in trouble. We begin to try to outdo the other when that's not the purpose for giving.
Ndiyeno anthu amapereka mbele mchanga kaboko simene mchanga inesimikhaso bize kuti ndiziyangana kuti wapereka ndani amene sanapereke ndani ndipo mabanda amazingati kuona kuti ine kusapereka kaya kupereka kwenyezile ntchito ndipo mchechi inesindilalikira uthenga wake wopereka pokhapokha ngati patakhala nusu inayakesa kuti ndingogawa nako kuti tira kupereka kupereka kuti munthu amapereka monga mzimu wamfunitsira komano sikhala ngati maziko authenga ayi sindilalike zipetezozo chifukwa nkamalalikira uthenga wa mpingo umene uchapo kumayesesa kuwamangirira anthu kuwayesesa kuwatakasa kuti azichita mofanana ndi mmenewe uthenga waupangira kuti uzimvekera mmenelo ndilo mvuto la kulalikira uthenga wachopereka anthu amayamba kukumva monga mmene maganizo ako akufunira ndi amapereka mosangalatsa iwe imakhala ngozi.
A lot of congregations and their way of giving, encouraging people to give supposedly, is to have an offering. And so I remember growing up in a congregation where there was this bag on the end of this big long stick that the one that was designated to pick up the offering, he would go and put that way down the end of the row so that everybody, then he'd bring it up toward himself again. He'd push it out there and bring it up, and he would hold it in front of people expecting them to give. And there were people that had nothing, but they would pretend. They would have their hand folded like they had something, and they'd put it down in that bag to make it so they wouldn't be seen of others as not giving. See, all that pretense is created by works religion. It's false.
Zipembezo, kuti mukachiona ndiwe chipembezo, sizokumene koko. Kumene amachitira mwachisanzo kunoko, amakhala ndi mbale zawo, chimukali chamwino chipese njo anthu aziponyamo amathokera nokhana ndi kutsogolo ali asazipita kumene kujako mumapaperekera kumene kujako ndani ngakhale ungakhala ukulibe bolongole ngatanje nukuisa mbere kuti amawe ndiwakani wapereka ndipo apezezee zimakhazi zosangalasa kwa nthuwosa kukanthu ndakuprosetu imakani kuti timapereka chipirica ndi chinyengo ndipocho icho chipangiso kuti anthu akuyenda pansi pa tsembelero amene akapangisa zimenezozo ndipo ine chipembezo cha mpiko amene wawo amene akupangisa kanthu zikaperekera kutsogolo kupereka kutsogolo kuti akusima wa mulungu.
So there again, when our eyes are on each other, or how we think we want others to perceive us, and not on the Lord Jesus Christ, see, when we gather, we ought to all be coming as needy sinners to hear a word of God, to hear a word from the Lord, than to have our eyes on each other.
Yeah. Kupereka kwa mtu mwenye utatetana habari kuona kuti kumapangisa kuti anthu mukhalali asazikhala mmaso kumangana mzake chifukwa mambo mayang'ana wapita kutsogolo ndani amene anakaponya amene mujambo ndipo amene sale kuwa ndiye machitotika kuti uyu ngolefe mwina asoma myang'ana kuti soloiyo jambo panga bisinesi alinza kuti aulephera bwanji kupereka koma pano tinenyikira kudziwa zona ndi kupereka si ngati senta ya mawu onse ayi koma muja mu mpingo chola mbenenekelo zioti tonse ndi anthu ochimwa ndipo khristu adafera anthu ochimwa ndipo cholinga cha uthenga wabwino likamala likira kuti kuti uthenga uvumbuluka kwa munthu ochimwa kuti adziwe yesu ose ndi kukangwa yang'anizana ndiye kupereka kwa mtu mmenewo chanthu amapita kutsogolo kumaphunzitsa anthu aziyang'ana nawo wina ndi mzake.
And I will tell you, the most guilty ones are the preachers. Because when they stand up to begin a time of worship, from the very first word that comes out of our mouths, it directs the rest of the meeting. And if our eyes are focused on men, you see, that's why I don't even recognize people in the congregation. If a visitor comes, I'm not going to take time where we're here to glorify Christ to ask the visitor to stand up and tell me who they are and why they came, and there's time for that afterward. We can visit, but not when we are gathered together. The one purpose is to be on Christ alone.
So I think that the church should join in being as many Christ who are members of the body, not just the clever ones. We could even make them mulungu, mulungu yeka. Koma mfuto limene limakhalapo poyamba ndiombe mkona pacho ona kuti uthenga wabwino ngati amunati mumpaka choti umanganizana wina ndi zanji pakupereka waonalikira ujaya kataya ndi kupemphera mapemphero ake amayang'ana anthu amene anawaona kupereka waja ndiyeno mfuto linanso limene limakhalapo machecheza amakhalanisa wina kuti yaolandira alendo ine kuno sinikhalani nthawi yoti ndiziyedwanumati ndisizinandira mlendo kuti anizimfusa mafunso ayi wakatani kuno kodi wakacheza wakayamba wakapanga chani zipite zilibe ntchito chifukwa cholinga chobwerera kutchalichi si mlendoyo ayi koma ukalemekeza mulungu wati mapoloka amene amafunika zikhala kunja kwa mapemphero mpingo wonse umene umachita zimenezozo umakhani nthawi yolandira alendo mwapanda dera mchipembezo.
That's why we don't take attendance, counting people. How many are here this week compared to last week? See, all of that is having our eyes on each other and not on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, the call dropped there. I think we're back.
Yeah.
So that's the point. I've been in meetings in the past, not in a gospel church, but where they literally, the preacher takes attendance. It's like a school. And they'll call out people's names, and then if they're not there, they'll ask, well, does anybody know where so-and-so is? And then they assign somebody to go find them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all with eyes on men.
Mm-hmm. Zimene timachita kumakhalale kodi umalemba mayina a anthu mwina sometimes nomafika pomayizana mayina kuti tidziwe kuti wobwera ndani amene sabwere ndani ngati kusukulu kuti iwe ndaphunzisi zimene zichazo sizabwino sima wa mulungu ayi ndipo mpingo umene udachitako zimenezo ndi mipingo ya ntchito ya chisomo amene ndi mipingo ya ntchito ya chipembezo kuona kuti ngati kumeneko so anthu amachita kumeneko zisaka kumvuleni kudziwa zoti mpingo umene ngochani kodi ngochipembezo.
I've told our congregation, I don't even visit our members. I've told our congregation, if you're sick and hurting, like the Bible says, and you need me, you call. But other than that, I will see you at worship, and we'll meet around the word. And I'll assume that you're where you're supposed to be if I don't see it. Because the Lord directs in all things.
It's like Paul said, if he would be a servant of men, he could not serve Christ. If I did everything that people expected me to do as a pastor, which means, you know, if they're sick, go visit them or check on them at their house or just constantly running after men, I wouldn't have time to preach the gospel.
Ngati mpingo tikakhala busy nene zidzitangwanikisa numaendera Kristi kwantunu ngati umene kuti sindizakhala ndi nthawi yakuwerenga mawu Mulungu kuti ndifune nkhope ya Mulungu kuti ndikalalikire zenizeni zimene zili pa mawu Mulungu chifukwa chani chifukwa choti maso anga akangokhala poyangʼana anthu achawo ndidzambo chifukwa chosakhala ndi nthawi yakuwerenga mawu Mulungu ndidzambo kulalikira zimene zingokhala zosangalatsa za wanthu osati uthenga wabwino ayi.
I've had some because I work full time to pay my bills and to not be at the charge of this congregation. And that I can contribute as the Lord directs, but I've had some say to me, well, it seems like we can never have time with you. And I've told them, I said, you know what? I meet every Wednesday evening for an hour or two with the Lord's people. I meet on Saturday. I meet on Sunday. There's three times in the week that we could be meeting, but they won't come to worship. And yet they want you to take time aside to see them during the week on the side. Imagine if I took the time to try to get together individually with every single person that I know. I wouldn't have time to preach the gospel.
We're
going to come back to Acts 4 next time, but we're looking at what we have in common. The one thing we have in common is a sin nature. I'll tell you that. That's why we have trouble. But if we're the Lord's, we have in common this common faith. In that is in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is and what He's accomplished for sinners. That is where our unity lies. Over the years, I've had some become critical of me for one thing or another, and even for that reason become offended and leave. But, you know, when they point out our faults, I don't try to react or throw it back on them. My answer is just simply this: I'm thankful you don't know the half. There are plenty of faults to be talked about. I tell people that. I say, well, I'm glad you only see that, if that's all you see, because I have to live with this sinful heart. And what you've seen or heard is only part of it. It's not an excuse for sin, but it's a reminder when people point it out, it's the Lord that purposed it, and it's a reminder that my only hope is in the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Coming back here to Ephesians 4, when it says endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, that begins with us as preachers, where the focus and our attention is on this one Lord, one faith, one Spirit, one body, one hope, You see, that we're constantly directing the hearts of men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And even here in verse 5, this is where we again must beware not to get our eyes off of Christ, because it says one Lord, there's no question who he is, but even one faith. That word faith is, it's, if you think it has to do with your believing, how much you believe, or the way you believe, and preachers can get off on preaching on faith, when in reality, the one faith is Christ, you see. It's not how I look to him, it's who he is, the one to whom I look. You see, the focus must always be on him. Our Lord Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up, he's talking about his cross, but if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. When he says all men, all kinds of men. He'll draw all to himself for whom he paid the debt, if I be lifted up. See, we can't even get off track and thinking, okay, I've got some unbelievers here in the congregation, so I've got to make sure they understand what faith is and what it is to believe, and so I preach on believing. I preach on how to come to Christ. No, preach Christ. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men, all those that I purpose to save. I'll draw them. That's not your work. It's not mine. Exalt Christ. Crucify. Preach him. His people will be drawn. The rest, you're not going to convince them otherwise. I don't know if you see it there or not, but here again is the Godhead. In verse 4, he speaks of the one Spirit that calls those to Christ for whom he died. And then verse 5 is the one Lord. That's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the object of faith. You see, when it says one faith, that means as he is lifted up in truth and the Spirit, when he calls and draws, it is to this one. That's where there's oneness of faith, because there's one Lord, one Christ, one Savior, one Redeemer, one Justifier. So in verse 4 you have the Spirit, verse 5 you have the Son, and verse 6 you have the Father. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's why we are who we are, because of the Godhead and all the salvations in him.
Ndimera 5 akambaza ambuye mmodzi amene akuimira mwana. Pamene kesaka 6 auti Mulungu mmodzi ndi atate wa onse amene ali pamwamba pa onse ndi mwa onse ndi mkati mwa zonse. Apapa akumangirira kuti chindunji chamene fe tilili tilifeyo mwa mwana atate ndi mzimu. Zinthu zitabizi zimatimanga kukhala pamodzi. Koma choyambira chimene chimatipangira ndi mzimu aonekere kwa ife mwana atipulumutse tikatere makhamanda.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, you have not talked in verse 5 about what it says, one baptism. If you want to start stirring up trouble, start talking about what that one baptism is. You've got this whole group over here that says, ah, we know what that is. That's the baptism of the Spirit. Unless you've been baptized of the Spirit and speaking in tongues, then you've not been baptized. And so what are they doing? They've got their eyes off of Christ. I've got one dear soul that has been baptized, because you have the other group over here says, no, that's water baptism. That's what that is, water baptism. And I've got one dear soul that went through all of the ordinances of men and religion. The first time, they poured water on his head. And then the next time he got into a congregation, they said, no, that's not the right mode. You need to have sprinkling. So he got sprinkled. And then as he continued his journey, he comes into another congregation and they said, no, that's no good. You got to be immersed. You see? And then he got into another congregation where, or a group of people, I'll say, where they said, well, if you were immersed in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit, that's not correct. That has to be in the name of Jesus only.
See,
when the Corinthians were arguing over whether they were Paul or Apollos or Cephas or Christ, and Paul said, the Lord did not send me to preach baptism. You see, that's not where our salvation is. It's not in water or in an experience, so-called, of spirit baptism.
I'm
not minimizing the importance of water baptism. There is a confession of Christ in the water by immersion, but that's not our message. And would it shock you if I told you that here in Ephesians 4 and verse 5 that the one baptism of which Paul is writing here is not water baptism? That's not the baptism he's talking about, and it's not a spirit baptism.
You
see, this is what happens again when our focus is turned to ceremonies, maybe, or men, or ceremonies, or works. The baptism, you say, what baptism is left if it's not water or spirit? The Lord Jesus Christ referred to his baptism of death as a baptism of fire. In other words, where he bore the wrath of God
on behalf of that people that he came to save. And if you look at it in this context, in verse 5, how it's divided between Spirit, Christ, and God the Father, what was the work of Christ? What is that one faith of which he's the object? What is that one baptism that our Lord Jesus Christ endured in order to unite his people together? It was his death at the cross. That's the one baptism. And if he died, why is it called a baptism? If I was in him, I died in him. When he rose, I rose with him. That's the baptism.
Ine sitofuna ndikuuseneza ubatizo wamadzi wera ubatizo wamzimuwera chikozipo zimangolimbana ndi utenga anthu amangolimbana nazo kuno mneneke kuzama kuti chakuno ubatizo waona ndi uti tetibwereni kwa Efeso 5 Paulo kwa verse 5 iyo ubatizo waona nchifukwa chana papano kuti ambuye mmodzi chikhulupiriro chimodzi kutambira kwati ubatizo umodzi kutanthaza zoona kuti 1 mwini chikhulupiriro ndiye Yesu Khristu mwini ubatizo ndiye Yesu Khristu ndiye ubatizo waona ndi uti ndeno akamana nthauzaza ubatizo waona Bible imalankhula zoona kuti ubatizo waona umalosera ku imfa yambo ya Yesu Khristu ndiyoti kubatizidwa ndikulowa mu imfa yambo ya Yesu Khristu kutanthaza ndingati ine ndilimwa Yesu Khristu ndiyoti ndidabatizidwa sizoyeka sokuti ndikhale nchiti chochooneka kumaso kwa anthu kuti ndiye ubatizo wayi ndeno ubatizo waona musavutike ndi nkhano wakulimbanalimbana kuti ayi ubatizo wakuti ubatizo wakuti ubatizo waona ulipo umodzi ndipo ubatizo waonawo ndi ubatizo wa imfa yambo ya Yesu Khristu imene inuyo mukakhala mmene momwe makhala kuti mwabatizidwa na limodzi.
When I stand before a holy God, it's not going to be water baptism that's going to answer for me, whether I was sprinkled or had my head poured or dunked or however. If that's the case, that the Lord could never have said to that thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. He couldn't raise a hand. His hands were nailed. He couldn't walk an aisle. His feet were nailed. He couldn't even move a muscle. But the Lord said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He never knew what water baptism was. His salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ and that baptism that Christ endured there at the cross for such a one as he.
Sarafunika sabira kumadzi akalowe mmadzi ndipo madzisa akadawapeza pamene machapo koma chifukwa namata akhale limodzi paradise ngati ubatizo ngofunikira ubatizo pamene amauyangana pamene ubatizo ndi ifa yambo ya Yesu Khristu kuti amatanthaza kuti lomwe lino iwe ufanane ndiyetu wabatizidwa chindunji chali chena abale chimene nenekera kudziwa ifa yambo ya Yesu Khristu ndi ubatizo umodzi woona ndi woyenera umene inuyo mumabatizidwa nawo mukakhala mwini mu ifa yake komanso simudziyika munokha ngati Khristu adakufera adakuyikani amudabatizidwa ndi ubatizo umenewo.
Is there a biblical teaching on water baptism? Yes. Do I believe it is immersion? Yes. But if I have somebody come into my congregation that's never been immersed biblically, I'm not going to preach on baptism. I'm going to point them to Christ. And in time, if the Spirit so directs that they see that they want to confess the Christ, see, what's important is who is Christ? What did he accomplish? Where is he now? The Spirit will draw him. That's not my message. It's Christ, and that is where we have the unity of the faith.
Akafumuka walowa mu ifa yake zitengera iyeyo mulunguyo kumutenga munthu chakukhala naye ndiyeno zotsekeza ngati yatoona kuti kofunikira kupanga zinazo zili kwa iyeyo koma choyambirira ndikuyangana ubatizo kwa uyangana ifa yambo Yesu Khristu koma chiphunzitso chanati ubatizo wamadzi ulipo ndizoona Bible idalemba ndipo ubatizo kuti ubatizo wake ngomisa ndizoona Bible idalemba za ubatizo womisa koma zonsezo zichazo ndizithunzithunzi za imfa ndekuti ubatizo waukulu ofunikira kwambiri ndipo ndiwo ubatizo ndi ifa yambo Yesuyo.
So I'm going to have to stop there, but in Acts 4, 32 and 33, you can see that the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. That's the work of the Spirit. They were of one heart and one soul as to Christ and him crucified. And it says, neither had any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. See, their eyes being on Christ. And with great power, verse 33 says, gave the apostles witness of what? The resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Their message was on Christ crucified and risen again.
You can't speak of the resurrection unless there's been a death. But that was their message. And great grace was upon them all. They weren't preaching on giving. They were preaching on Christ and Him crucified. And great grace was upon them all as a result. There's the blessing of God right there.
Well, I pray the Lord will bless that to our hearts. We sure need to hear it, hear of Him. And I'll leave it there for this time. Turn it back to you.